It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, please tell us why you feel people on Tuesday should vote for you for Family Court.
Well, I think I bring some unique qualities to this position. I've been the judge in the town of Amherst for 11 years, and I'm really proud of the work I've done there, including creating the first ever opioid court in a town court. I run all our treatment courts, drug court, DWI court, veterans court. I just think that brings a unique experience to the bench that I have. Also, I've been a practicing attorney in family court for the past 19 years, handling every type of case that comes through the door, as well as representing every type of litigant that appears in family court. I was attorney for the child, used to be called law guardian, but I was attorney for the child for several years from 2006 until 2020. And again, I've been practicing in family court for 19 years, almost 20. I think that experience combined with my judicial experience, combined with my experience as a mother myself, gives me the perfect qualifications for the family court bench.
How much of a caseload does someone have when they are a judge, whether it's town court or family court?
So Amherst is the busiest court outside of New York City in New York State. We are the largest town court pretty much in the entire state. We're larger than the city of Rochester. We're larger than the city of Albany. So we're a large court. My caseload in Amherst is very heavy. I'm on the bench 3 days a week. I'm on call 2 weeks out of the month. So I'm there quite often, and that caseload is large. Family courts is even larger. Family court has hundreds of cases coming in all of the time. It's a busy court, probably the busiest in New York State. And the caseload is large. That's why the governor added 2 more seats to try and make the process more streamlined. There shouldn't be such a lag between the time when petitions are filed and they get heard in front of a judge. So I'd be going from a court that's busy to an even busier court. But the caseload in family court is quite large.
There are 3 candidates running for these 2 seats. You and Jeff Harrington are running on the Democrat side. Peter Vassilion is on the Republican side. I don't know how much you can get into this part, but how concerned are you that having another Democratic candidate in this race could affect votes going to you?
You know, it's pick 2. So I don't think that really will affect the race. I think people will choose 2 candidates, and there are 2. There's 2 on the Democratic line. I am also on the conservative line and the working families line. So there's a lot of places where people can vote for me. I'm the only candidate with 3 lines. I'm proud of those endorsements because many people interviewed for those positions. And when there was only 1 spot open, because I don't know if you know, the governor added 1 spot at the end of December. And then the second spot wasn't added until the end of July. So when there was only 1 spot, I was the endorsed Democrat, the endorsed conservative, and the endorsed working families candidate. It wasn't until the second spot was added that Judge Harrington was added on the Democratic line and Peter was added on the conservative line. So I was the initial endorsed candidate on 3 out of 4 lines, and I'm proud of that. And I don't think having the second spot on the Democratic line will be effective. It will affect my race or people voting for me.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.